Vermonters who rent out their properties with Airbnb made more than $20 million in 2016, and that means a lot of people visited the state and stayed in a short-term rental. Now some lawmakers say it's time to set up a registration system to better protect the health and safety of people who use Airbnb or any other online home rental service. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
So this is the room where we have...
Nancy Leach lives in Guilford, and she's been renting out rooms in her house on Airbnb for about 3 years.
So I'll show you the room upstairs.
Leach rents a room in her place maybe a couple of times a month. It's busier in the fall, but this winter has been pretty quiet.
So this is my daughter's room.
But for Leach, the extra cash she takes in makes a difference.
Both my husband and I work in the social services, and probably everyone in my office works two jobs. You know, that's just part of the facts of social services, and also living in Vermont, the salaries just don't cover the costs. So we really count on our Airbnb income to kind of making ends meet so we can contribute to our daughter's college. So that's what makes me so angry about this proposal.
The proposal she's angry about is a bill in the legislature that would require anyone who uses Airbnb or any other online short-term rental company to register with the state. The details are still being hashed out, but people like Leach would probably have to pay about $130 a year, fill out some forms, and make sure their properties meet the same health and safety standards that motels and inns have to meet. Leach isn't into it.
It's not a ton of money, but it's just one more thing that's unnecessary, in my opinion. I just think it's going to prevent folks who might think about hosting to even try it out, because it's just kind of one more hurdle.
The pending bill is supported by hotel and inn owners, and Leach says that's because they see people like her as direct competition. A few years ago, Vermont signed a deal with Airbnb, and the company now pays the rooms and meals tax. Last year, Airbnb paid a little more than $2 million in state and local taxes. So Leach says the state's already getting its share. But some lawmakers say the state does have a greater role to play in policing short-term rentals.
It's a growing industry. It's growing by leaps and bounds, and I don't think people fully understand what their responsibilities are. So I think it's something we need to address.
Chittenden County Senator Michael Sorotkin is one of the sponsors of the bill, and he's chairman of the Economic Development, Housing, and General Affairs Committee, where the bill's being debated. At this point, the bill isn't suggesting mandatory inspections. Sorotkin calls it, quote, self-certification. But he says when people register, they'll get the information they need to make sure they know about the health and safety codes they're supposed to follow.
We have the gig economy now, where people are seeing opportunities to share their homes, and that's a good thing. And it's good for Vermont tourism. We just want it to be safe, and we want to make sure people know what their obligations are vis-a-vis revenues for the state of Vermont.
Large cities like Atlanta, Denver, and San Francisco have enacted short-term rental rules, but only a handful of states have adopted statewide regulations. And if the bill passes as written, Vermont would become the first state to require a statewide registry. Rhonda Burns is vice president of tourism for the Vermont Chamber of Commerce, which represents more than 700 lodging businesses, from small bed and breakfast to large hotels. And every one of those, she says, pays an annual fee, insurance, and health and safety inspection costs. Burns was in the State House trying to convince lawmakers that now is the time to pass a short-term rental law.
Airbnb and these internet platforms are not going away. It's a new opportunity for the state to bring in new tourism. So we are not saying we don't want any of this business, because it's a great new industry coming to Vermont. However, if you're not all playing by the same set of rules, then that competition becomes more of a challenge.
A representative from Airbnb declined to talk on the record. In a prepared statement, a spokesman said he hoped to see, quote, policy that works for both local government as well as our community across Vermont. The spokesman said the company supports transparency and public safety, but he hopes the legislation also, quote, empowers hosts to continue using their homes. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Guilford.